Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. We spent the recent holiday week in Wrigleyville. As you probably know, Wrigleyville is how most folks refer to the neighborhood around Wrigley Field on the near north side of Chicago. When you say Wrigleyville in Chicago, you are not referencing chewing gum, but rather the park where the Cubs play baseball. It's a beautiful old baseball park. The neighborhood that it sits in is a beautiful old neighborhood. I'm a daily walker. I look forward to my walks. I need my walks. Wrigleyville is a wonderful place to walk. From Ella's apartment, you walk east to the lake, north to the ballpark, west to myriad restaurants and Boys Town. There is nowhere that you don't want to walk. The buildings are packed together, standalone brownstones next to three-story walk-ups, next to 30-story high-rises, next to duplexes and fourplexes, next to Lakeshore Drive. It's a desirable location. It is densely populated. Working folks, middle and upper middle-class folks, and the insanely rich live there. If you're practiced in the art, you can easily spot a local who is headed out to catch her bus to work, as well as the local who is getting in a workout before boarding his plane to Telluride. I noticed right away that the folks who walk by you, and there are a lot of them, those folks look down as they pass. They've done so all their lives. It's a survival technique for city dwellers. It saves time, it saves energy, it preserves anonymity. I don't walk that way anymore. Now I look ahead. Now I expect eye contact. Now I say, hello. Now I live in Wisconsin. In my miles of walking during that week in Chicago, I crossed paths with hundreds of strangers. I kept count. In 5 days of walking, exactly 13 of those people met my glance and returned my greeting. 4 elderly couples, 3 middle-aged women of means, and 2 delightfully flamboyant men. With each of those encounters, especially the old couples, the connection seemed particularly poignant, I suppose because of its rarity. There are, of course, places where interactions are welcome, immersive, delightful even. We were in the local Jewel supermarket where a demo lady was hawking her employer's cocktail mix. As I walked by, there was a shopper giving her an absolute earful of a very juicy story. Says the shopper, "So my ex-husband is taking up with the girlfriend of my stepson. We're not even divorced yet, But you know what? I'm glad to be rid of him, and I feel sorry for her." When the shopper moved on, I asked the demonstrator, "Do you get that kind of story a lot?" And she said with a chuckle, "All the time, honey, all the time." There is food everywhere in Wrigleyville. A walk up Broadway or down Halsted offers you Italian and Mexican and Middle Eastern and deli. You can get a bagel on the fly or sit down to an Eritrean feast. Reading the menus posted in the eatery's front windows, I circumnavigated the culinary globe in a day. I walked from Tel Aviv to Bangkok in the morning, from Kyoto to Dublin in the afternoon. Do you know what Spot Hero is? Well, I didn't either. It's one of a dozen online businesses that offer parking places in Chicago, very near to where you happen to be staying. You lease it for one night, or a month of nights, or anything in between. Ours was in a garage, at street level, a 4-block walk to Ella's house. Somewhere in the middle of our week in Wrigleyville, I realized that I was completely content, even while on the road. That hasn't happened to me in a very long time. At my age, adventures easily become inconveniences. Not this time. All thanks to the amazing ladies who cradled us for a week, and all of it thanks to Ella's remarkable neighborhood, the one, the only, Wrigleyville.